Hello again, and welcome to the June 15th edition of the Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. This is your host, Marv Pikla, and this month we're going to go in search of and discuss what I'm calling customer service secrets. Okay, yeah, I know customer service has been researched, and it's been written about, trained for, forever. And whether your service is maybe car repair, teaching a class, selling lemonade, or maybe listening to constituents as an elected public official, quality customer service is critical. So for the next few minutes, we'll try and stress maybe the secrets of customer service, of great customer service, and make an important point that no matter what service you're in, simplicity and giving it that personal touch are the key. Let me start out our discussion with a quality customer service assessment point. Let's say your mother stopped by and received some service from your organization or you. Would she come back for a return visit? Yeah, I said your ma. I believe quality customer service is centered in the action of taking it personally. Think about it. Smiles, being friendly, understandability are all customer service actions that really need to be viewed from a close, maybe a family perspective. And no, this action is not a big time secret, but it sure seems to be absent in so many customer service situations. A second area of customer service that should not be a secret is that your actions, make sure your actions, whether it's in a store, an office, a classroom, online, it has to be consistent with an air of maybe freshness and newness and just being different to bring in and keep your customers. People often become your customer as they look for the best service in the area. And if they stopped by 6 months ago and now they returned, would they look at you and say, wow, you know, man, all this is new, or this is cool. I didn't know that you guys helped in this area. Think about it. Again, these kinds of responses are your best advertisements for other customers. It is good for you to tell your service story, but it is also better and even greater to have your customers tell your story for you. Finally, what part of your customer service strategy makes everyone feel special? You know what I mean. If the New York Times interviewed every person leaving your business, leaving your organization, would the phrase, "they made me feel special," "they made me feel special," come out of their mouths? Would they say that they will be a return customer and that they'll tell all their friends and colleagues and coworkers to also stop by? Would they do that? Possibly the key customer service secret is truly that simplicity matters. Whether it's your ma needing help or someone stopping by for a unique, fresh, different product, or the opportunity to help make somebody feel special, customer service that is understandable, complete, and maybe customized for them is really how every one of us want to be treated. I hope this special Inspiring Innovations Learning Moment talk will help you be the greatest of customer service people in the whole world. Hey, thanks for listening, and we'll talk a little more next month.